Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are God. You are God. You are God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, hello, everyone out there in Blog Talk land. Praise the Lord for another opportunity just to get together, just to learn from the Word, just to open up our hearts, open up our minds, just relax. You know how we do. We want to feel all that God has for us. So right now, let's just take a couple moments to put aside anything that may be holding you back. Put aside anything that's in your mind that's maybe been weighing down on you, pressing down on you all day. Just pressing. I feel like somebody has just been, something's on their mind. They try to think of something else today, and something else is just pressing. Well, we can release it right now by the authority given to us by Jesus Christ. Put it aside because it will block the word and your answers that God has came to deliver to you, you and you and me tonight. So right now, wherever you're at, wherever, whatever city you're in, wherever state you're representing, represent the Holy Spirit right now and invite him. He said, if you knock, I knock on your heart, will you invite me in? So let's just take a moment and just say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I trust you, Lord Jesus. With whatever problem, whatever situation it is, I trust you, Lord Jesus, with my situation. If you want to call out the name of that situation, call out that name, because we're given that situation over to the man that has the name above all names. So if it's cancer, if it's family problems, if it's bereavement, if whatever your situation is right now, hallelujah, it must bow down to the name of Jesus. And that's something to get excited about. Hallelujah, you are God. So we come to you, dear Father, as humble as we know how, dear Father. Hallelujah. We just invite you to come and take control. Take control of our minds, dear Father, as we place our helmet of salvation on. Dear Father, you be the director of what we're able to keep thoughts inside of our head and what needs to pass on out of, dear Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We invite you to just step into our hearts, dear Father. Hallelujah. Just massage our hearts, dear Father. Some of us have given our hearts and it's been trampled on, dear Father, but, oh, we give it to you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just hold us, Jesus. Just hold us, Jesus. We just need your holy hug right now in the name of Jesus. In our cities, in our states, in our country, we ask blessings over all our minds, over our presidents and his decisions and all that may come against him, dear Father, and by the authority you've given to us, dear Father. We cancel out all debt, dear Father. We cancel out all disturbance, dear Father. And we ask, dear Father, that you just move mightily in our situations, in our country. Hallelujah. And just spread your peace amongst our households. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're ready to receive your word. And we thank you for just being here with us all around the world right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you. Well, I thank you, and praise the Lord. We have callers already waiting online. God bless each and every one of you. God bless. We are actually going to go ahead and open up the lines and see can we get our scripture tonight. It's going to be coming from the book of Genesis, and it's just going to be Genesis 1 through 10. So we're going to, again, open up the lines and see, can we get a volunteer to get Genesis, and we can read it from any one of the versions, and we're just doing Genesis 1 through 10. Thank you, Lord Jesus, again, just for the opportunity to just relax. Don't you feel much better? Just whatever it is that's shaking you, just shake yourself. Just get it off of you, and just trust God for that, too. I know the enemy is going to keep trying to bring it back to the front of your mind, dear Father, when you push it back. But what God has set free, you are free indeed. So whatever it is, just demand by the authority that God has given you, my sister, you, my brother, and to me, myself. Oh, we have to take stand and tell the enemy, you have no control, and I demand that you move back. Right now, I'm going to receive this word. Right now, I'm going to apply this word. Right now, I'm going to use this word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, again, let's go ahead and go to our scripture, Genesis 1.
Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. There was light. God saw that the light was good. He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it, and it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear, and it was so. God called dry ground land, and the gathered water he called seas, and God saw that it was all good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the reader, and thank you for all of us as we hear. And we're going to absorb this word tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to absorb, and we're going to witness to what the word and how it applies to us in our everyday life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
hearing God, hearing from God, getting a healthy soul, a healthy soul. You've got to hear from God in order to get a healthy soul. And that's what we're speaking about tonight. So, dear Father, as I move myself out of the way, we ask that you increase and take control and give it to us just the way that we need it for each and every individual person. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see you in the chat room. God bless you all in the chat room. Have you ever listened to the radio and heard that static as you dial between the stations? A lot of believers are trying to hear God's voice, but there's so much static going on in their minds that they really can't hear anything. They got static from their job. They got static from their spouse. They got static from what someone else has told them. Someone has told them, you know, God don't have time to talk to you. He has too many other things. It's static. They have static coming because they're worried about, are they going to be able to keep up with the Joneses in this area? They have static because now they're in the sports season, and can I get home on time? And my wife is nudging me because I'm trying to do this. It's static. Static about bills, static about you don't know where your child is right now in the middle of the night. It's static. It's static. But we need to hear from God. We need to hear from God. Hallelujah. And that static comes from not being in tune with the Holy Spirit of God that's within us. When we're not in tune, that static can block the Holy Spirit from delivering the message from the God that we rely on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people say, God never talks to me. I try to remind people that God speaks to each and every one of us. He speaks to us so clearly, and he desperately wants us to hear him, that he even wrote an entire book just for you, with your name, just for you. If it was just you, he still would have wrote and used everybody he did in the Bible to get his point across just for you. Hallelujah. All we have to do now is start to read it. And as we read it, we can start to hear the word. And we can hear it, we can start to feel it. And the Holy Spirit will start to move in us, and we can start to get connected with the Lord, because the Holy Spirit is a deliverer. He's delivering the word to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you say, evangelist, how do I get in tune? How do I get rid of that static so I can hear God's word? You say, I do read. You say, I may read 5 chapters a night, but I still am not getting in tune. How can I get in tune? How can I block out the static so I can hear God's voice? Well, one way is to just meditate on what God has already spoken in his word. See, I believe the most important way God speaks to his people is through the Holy Scriptures. His book is his word to you. Hallelujah. His book is his word to you. And as you read the word, then God can start to reveal himself to your mind. See, you can hear and listen from so many people, but until God, some things you just have to, God has to reveal it to you. There are going to be certain items that you read and you get it right then. It's going to be certain things that God is just going to have to reveal to you himself, and he reveals it in your mind. How many times have you read a familiar scripture and all of a sudden, one day it just leaps off the page? It means something different than you've already heard many times before. You may have heard the scripture over and over again, but this particular time it just seemed like it just did something different for you. The words just started to penetrate into your heart, because at that time God revealed something into it to show you something different that you need in this time or many times. Each time you read it, or whatever situation you're in, you get something new, something brand new out of the word, that same familiar scripture. So God is speaking. speaking to us through his holy scripture. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Or it may have been that you hear someone quote a scripture, and although, again, that you've heard it many times and you thought you understood it, and then the God sends a preacher and he tells it in a different way. And that thing opens up a brand new avenue to you for answers that's been there all along, but you never quite saw it. And then we'll remind us, as the song says, I was blind, but now I see. Well, that's one of the prime examples. It's the things that are right in front of us. The Bible that is sitting on your desk, the Bible that you have in your car, the Bible that you have on your nightstand, the Bible that you carry under your arm every Sunday morning. But it's that same Bible that is carrying the answers. And while you're carrying it, if you open it, hallelujah, if you begin to read it, if you begin to meditate on it and ask God to reveal the word to you, that same Bible that you carry will now carry you. Hallelujah. Will carry you through the storms. Will carry you through the wickedness. Will carry you through backbiting. Will carry you through divorces. Will carry you through bankruptcy. Will carry you through this economy. God wants to what? Carry you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can step back. We can step back and we can relax. We can't do it on our own. So when we're fighting and when we're cursing and whether we're trying to get another mate to do it for us, remember, God is the only one who can carry you successfully through this journey. Yeah. Hallelujah. So we want to make sure that we continue to let the word carry us through. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let the word carry us through.
Carry us through. That's right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is one of the ways that God speaks to his people. That's why God believes that all of us should be reading his word. Everyone should even devour his word. It says like a deer pants for water. We should also have that same devourment, that same tenacity, that we want the word, that we got to be fed. Hallelujah. We can't go too long without eating. Mm-hmm. And we need every word of the living God in order for us to sustain and to go forward. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So it's a way for him to talk to you. It's a way for him to talk to me. And as we read the word, God will reveal certain passages to our mind. Some people call that getting a revelation. It simply means that God spoke to your mind by way of a certain passage of scripture. When they say they got a revelation, now they can see it. There's been so many times that I had this happen to me. I've read the same verse 14,000 times, and it seems like then all of a sudden one day I read it, and bam.
Yep.
It's just like I heard it with my ears for the first time, God speaking, and I'm listening, and suddenly I understand. It makes me want to just jump up and tell somebody what it is that God is doing, what he's done. I love the word of God. I thank God that I'm able to read the word. Being able to read is a phenomenal blessing, and I never want to take it for granted. It's a beautiful way that God uses to talk to me. In the midst of my trials, just live any decisions. Which way should I take in the midst of this traffic when I'm trying to get somewhere and he knows where I need to be? Just live any things like that. I can talk to him. Hallelujah. And he's so personable that guess what? Regardless of whether you think so or not, he talks back to me.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit delivers his word to me. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just love the Lord because he's just a wonderful God. So when I read the Bible, I try to make sure that I am learning, that I'm getting something from it. I just don't read it and try to get into as many chapters that I can read and see, you know, how many I can read. I hear people tell me all the time, they say, well, evangelist, I read 5 chapters from the Bible every day. Hallelujah. And I tell them, well, you know, great for you. But
Amen.
It's more important, how much of that do you remember? How many verses do you really understand? How much is God talking to you? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See, what is the purpose of a person just whizzing through reading the Bible? Is it just so that they can say, I've read that book from cover to cover? Great, you read the Bible. But remember, that is what you understand that matters. It's what you understand that you can then apply to your life. It's what you apply that is going to make a difference in the way that you walk, your daily walk. Hallelujah. So if you can understand it, you can apply it. And if you can apply it, you can change. The word will change and carry you through your situations.
Yes.
There are so many times that as I'm reading the Bible, my pages don't turn very often. It's because I read a story or a teaching, and then I'm just sitting there. I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about it for a while. And then I read it again, and I read it again, and God just reveals things to me. And so I may sit there in my hour that I've dedicated. I may haven't got very far, but, oh, I have gained so much. And then even as I go through my day, he still takes that what I've read, and he still just starts showing it to me in my everyday life, how it's now applying, how I need to apply that to my life, how I need to give that word to now someone else in their situation. Hallelujah. So let's not get caught up on how much we read. Let's just continue to do it on a frequency. Continue to make sure that we're doing this as a pattern. And we'll get through the whole Bible over and over again. But we want to make sure that we're understanding the word, that we can apply the word, that God is revealing his word to us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God just, he just wants to show us all about it. He created earth, and he wants us to understand just the power that he has. As the sister read for us our Genesis 1 through 10, how God just created the earth. And as we read that and as we hear that, it makes me just go back and remember my studies in the original Hebrew text of the passage. See, the interpreters of the English Bible, they wrote that God said, let there be light.
Yes.
But the original Hebrew is more accurately translated to a simple, and it just says, let light be.
Okay.
Now, that wasn't the creation of the sun. The sun came later. Original light was God releasing himself, hallelujah, into nothing. Light be.
Yes.
So God is light. God is light.
Yes, he is.
So he is light. He has no
yes.
choice. Light
yes.
be. Him
mm-hmm.
just releasing himself, hallelujah, into nothing. And out of nothing, he hung something called the earth. And
yes.
we have so many galaxies out of nothing. Hallelujah. So it's God who is light. 1 John 1:5 tells us that this is the passage which we have heard from him and declares to you that God is light, and
mm-hmm.
in him is no darkness at all. So
mm-hmm.
if he is the, before him there was none. We had no choice to have light. He said, light be. He is light. And in him there is no darkness. In James 1:17, it tells us that in him there is neither shadow nor turning. I thought to myself, I said, God releases himself into nothing. And out of him, everything I touch, everything I see, everything I smell, everything I eat begins from him. It came from him. But first he had to release himself because he is the creator. Oh,
mm-hmm.
thank you, Lord Jesus. God began
That's
to talk
right.
to my mind about his creative powers, and he began to talk to my mind about the Holy Spirit and how it moves over the deep, just doing exactly what God told it to do. Holy Spirit, remember, that messenger. So how it just moves over. The Hebrew, again, text translates and tells us that the Holy Spirit flutters.
Yes.
So he was fluttering over the deep. And when God spoke, He moved and things got done. So when God spoke, light be, the Holy Spirit moved and things got done. Oh, the hallelujah. This is so amazing to me. I end up just, as I read through, more times than I read, I think about how God does the same just for us.
That's right.
The same Holy Spirit that lives inside of me, because of my salvation, was the very same Holy Spirit that fluttered over the deep, acting on behalf of God the Father. Let's just see, can we do that again? The same Holy Spirit that is dwelling inside of you right now, the same Holy Spirit that is delivering the messages that you feel God's presence, His Spirit, you hear from Him through the Holy Spirit, is the same Holy Spirit that when God said, light be, He had to make it happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're in direct relationship with God, people. We have a direct touch from the Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. It just leaks in our spirit as the Holy Spirit carries out the demands of our Father on our behalf, acting on the behalf of our Father. That same creative force dwells in us. And it just makes us, we can't stand still. We can't talk. Oh, when you tell us something, we have to go tell somebody. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord has done to us. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah. More understanding starts to come the more that we study the word.
Uh-huh.
And we understand that how salvation happens. See, before a person gets saved, their life is void. The Holy Spirit is on the outside of them, but it's fluttering over them. The Hebrew word again said fluttering. The Holy Spirit is fluttering over them, waiting for the command to enter into them and recreating them anew in Jesus Christ. See, it was a revelation of how the Holy Spirit brings light into the life of a new believer. Remember, Jesus is our light. God is light. And when we accept and invite Him, hallelujah, He sends out the demand for the Holy Spirit. And it brings His light into your life. And you become a new creature of Christ.
That's how
salvation would look. Salvation looking in the natural realm, and would look in the spiritual realm of different things. See, in my mind's eye, I saw the Holy Spirit fluttering on top of a man's head, just waiting for Jehovah to, in essence, say, light be.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. How do you think a sinner man, you see him laying in the gutter one day, and then one day he hears the word of God and He invites him in, and now he's up and he's moving around, because just by that invitation, God says, light be. Hallelujah. And there's a new creature in Christ. And what you used to call wine old Bob, now Bob is up trying to start a business. And you said Bob would never make it because Bob was a wino. But you check in with Bob 6 months later, now Bob's got his license. Now Bob's got something else going on. Because God said, light be. And when God says, light be over your situation, whatever it must be, hallelujah, it has to change. It has to change. It has to move. It has to turn around. So if you find yourself still hovering and thinking about that same situation, remember, you need to flee by the authority given to you by Jesus Christ, covered by Jesus Christ's blood.
Right,
you
that's right.
You need to make sure that you exercise your right as a child of God and move the demonic spirits out that is blocking your blessing. Because God said, I am light, and there is no darkness in me. So when the enemy tries to pull you down and put darkness all over your spirit, depress you and pull you down, remember, light be. Hallelujah. Light be. The same Holy Spirit, the same God that spoke light into this earth is speaking it into your situation right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So when He says light be, hallelujah. In the natural, the man is reaching out to God, believing in his heart, and then he's confessing with his mouth that Jesus is Lord. He's doing it by faith, because he doesn't see anything, so he's doing it by faith. And he may feel nothing, but he's doing it by faith. But in the spirit realm, even though he don't see anything in the natural realm, in the spirit realm, the instant that he releases his faith,
mm-hmm.
it all starts happening. It
mm-hmm.
all starts happening. The blood of Jesus comes gushing in, and it washes away your sins. Hallelujah. The Father watches, and he accepts the sacrifice that Jesus made on behalf of me. The Father watches as you now become a clean vessel. He thanks to the Holy Spirit, who moves from fluttering to now acting. So he signals to the Holy Spirit, which now moves from fluttering over your head to inhabiting in you. And bam, the Holy Spirit flows from your head down to your feet. We create to be a very new creature in God's presence. Then you're filled with the light on the inside. And instantly you're becoming linked to God as family. Instantly you're brand new. You're born again. You're a son of God. All glory to the Lord of God. Thank you, Now, that's his mercy. That's his love for us. That's his grace. Think back on our lives and the mistakes that we've done.
Yes.
On people that we may have hurt. And we go back to them and we apologize with sincere heart and we want to be forgiven. But so many times we still are not forgiven. So many times we still would not hold on to it and throw it back in our face. But God said, through it all, when we come to him with a sincere heart, hallelujah, when we confess with our mouth, when we believe in our heart, hallelujah, he said that he will direct and command the light be restored in your body.
Yes.
And that the Holy Spirit no longer flutters over your head, but now comes and lives inside of you. That means every moment of your life, God is now with you. The Holy Spirit is directing you. You got to start the Holy Spirit. You don't have to run now to the friends in the bar, your friends up to ask every question and get their answer as to what you should do for this decision, how you should live your life. Because now you have the direct relationship living inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe with my heart that this was just the way that God was communicating with each and every one of us. And it began again with simply reading the passage from the scriptures. I just want to let you know something about the Holy Spirit. If you've got a family member that is spiritually lost, it is just a tough luck that they're related to you. Because you've got something inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
That can change their life. So if they was planning on staying lost all of their life, tough luck. Because of you knowing the answers, hallelujah, God has the answers. Deuteronomy 7 and 9 reminds us that God is a faithful God. It says that he's a faithful God who keeps his covenant. And you've got that promise down to a 1,000 generations of your family. So anybody that we have in our families, hallelujah, we have the promise that God can set them free and speak light be in their lives down through 1,000 generations. Now, we can't even live that long. We can't even live that long. So we should be out here really touching some people. We should be out here really making some differences in some lives. Hallelujah. And we can't get hung up. If we give the word and they don't want it, we can't stop and get hung up years and years on this person. We got to shake the dust and keep moving because we know not the day, the time, or the hour that our Father is coming back.
Right.
So we have got to, he said, we need to inhabit the earth with his word, with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. All you have to do is accept it and say, God, I know you said that all your promises are yea and amen, which means yea and so be it. It means yes, and so be it.
Yes.
He said all of his promises are yes, and so be it. Then we pray for God to surround that family member with people who love and know God. It may not come directly from us, but it's our prayers who starts them on their road to salvation. So, again, our lost family members, what are we going to do? All we have to do is to accept that they're lost. They accept that we don't have the power to save anybody. And say to our God, repeat his words back to us. Word said that all your promises are yea and amen, which means yes, and so be it. And then we pray that God would just surround that lost member with people who know God, with people who love God. And we pray that God sends them someone that can personally relate to their situation, to show them Jesus without being threatening. Without being threatening, very important.
Right. Yes.
In our hearts, you know that the Holy Spirit is the one who does work. So as we pray, the Holy Spirit is fluttering around that lost one, waiting for God to call on the name of Jesus, so he can get that command from God to do what? Move in and say, light be, and inhabit their spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have you ever heard of meditating? Other religions do it all the time. To get some clarity, they might chant something in another language or use some words that don't really mean much. But give them something to concentrate on. It gives them something to concentrate on while they're sitting there on the floor, being quiet and breathing. There's a lot of huffing and puffing a lot of times, but it relaxes their mind and their body. Well, that's not quite the type of meditation that I'm talking about, but Christian meditation, it doesn't concentrate on the physical body as much as it is about the deep breathing and repeating some mantra to relax. But the Christian meditation, it stays on the actual words.
Yes.
Those words are God's words.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Bible says that God's word is a living thing.
That's right.
And I think if we could get that in our soul, it's a living thing. It says God's word is active. It says that God's word is powerful. And so many times we take all of our time and we say, well, God has gave us freedom of speech and freedom of choice, and we don't have time. You know, he don't have time for us to be, you know, running back and forth. He wants us to make up our mind and just do it. But God said, this is the word. If we meditate on this first, we've got to meditate on it because this is our active word. That means it's not this. It's right now present in your life, and it's powerful. And this word has the power to change circumstances.
Yes, yes.
Christian meditation will calm your mind. It will calm your emotions in the midst of an argument, in the midst of trials. It will close your mouth. Christian meditation. When your mind is telling you, say this, when you've been meditating with the Lord, your spirit will calm you down. Your spirit won't let you get upset.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Your body will naturally respond to all the things that's going around, but it focuses in on renewing your mind to what God's word says. The spirit will overthrow your mind every time. It's about focusing your mind. It's about focusing your will.
Yes,
focusing your emotions on the living, the active, and the powerful scriptures. And as we pick up our word, as we pick up our Bible, we need to start saying to our spirit, our mind, this is a living, active, and powerful word that's going to change my circumstances. And you can do it anywhere, any way that you want. I meditate on the word while I'm at work. Sometimes I just talk to God
a lot of times, as I'm running from one side of the building to the other, or I just start repeating certain scriptures or a series of scriptures in my mind while I'm exercising. See, the exercise cleans out my body, but the meditation clears my head.
Yes.
It fills my spirit with truth. I always tell people that setting aside a portion of time in your day just to pray, just
yes.
to meditate God's word.
Just to meditate, yes.
You set aside time to sit and watch your favorite TV show. You
right.
set aside time to turn on your music and listen to your favorite group play.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Have time.
Set aside time to
uh-huh.
meditate every day, to pray and meditate on God's word. That's
yes.
a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a portion of time set aside for this, just start wherever you're at. Wherever you're at. If all you have time for is meditating on a few scriptures, maybe during your morning commute, do that.
That's right.
If you can sit and meditate on a scripture while you're cutting your grass, while you're
right.
washing your dishes, while you're doing your laundry or sitting in traffic, do that. Do something. Thinking about God's word will help you to clear out your mental and your emotional static so you can hear God's voice more clearly.
Yes.
You want to repeat that? Concentrate,
yes.
meditate, and pray on God's word. It will help you to clear out that mental and emotional static. It
yes.
will allow you to hear God's voice more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But when you focus your attention on always, whatever you focus your attention on, your attention goes to what's going to make the difference in your life. So God made us so he knows what's best for us.
Yes.
So if we focus our attention on God, then God is going to be the thing that makes the difference in our life. If we
uh-huh.
focus our attention on the world, then the world is going to be the thing that we pattern our life after. If we focus our attention strictly on the materialistic possessions that we have acquired, those things is going to become the most important things in our life. And
right.
if something happens to one of them, we will go down. If that spouse is what we focus all of our attention on, we can't go to Bible study, we can't go to church, we can't go to any Christian fellowship, we can't get out and spread the word because we got to spend time with our spouse. If that has came before God, then that will be the thing that destroys you.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because I don't care how much they love you, they're still flesh, and they still can disappoint and will disappoint, even if it's not intentionally. But
mm-hmm.
God will. So, again, whatever you focus on, when you focus your attention on something, it always makes a difference in your life. It
right.
always makes a difference in your life. Hallelujah. Get in that healthy soul. God knows us. He knows what's best for us. That's why he gave us his word. Every book and chapter of the Bible are God-breathed messages to you, to me.
Right.
To
that's right.
Your life. That's
mm-hmm.
why it's so important to read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Some
that's
people
right.
think that it's a... Some people think it's a mature Christian because they've been in church for so many years. So they think that's what makes them a mature Christian. But maturity comes from how much of the word you receive. Maturity
right.
comes with how much of the word you apply to your life. Not just
uh-huh.
by how much you hear, not just by how much you read, but how much you have received and applied to your life.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who've heard Bible teachings for 40 years, and they're still babies when it comes to the things of God. They're still babies when somebody curses them. They get all upset, and the first thing they do, they turn to just like the sinner man, and they curse
mm-hmm.
them out just as quick as anybody else. But they've been studying the word for
yeah.
40 years. They've been going to church, sitting under preachers, teachers, leaders, apostles. 40 years, 50 years,
that's
10
right.
years, 5 years, but they still are babies when it comes to how to apply
that same word to your life. It's just like if you're ashy, if you've got dry skin, and you have all of these different oils that are set before you, lotions and oils that tell you on them how they will moisturize your skin and how they will leave you smooth and how they will, but you're starting to itch because your skin is so dry. But until you can buy over and over again and collect the oils and lotion, but until you start to apply it to the dry areas of your body, you will not get any results. You will continue to be in that same situation. The same with life. Until you start to just not read the word, but start applying it. And that's not easier said than done. That means that you got to check yourself before you get ready to go smoke that next joint. You got to check yourself and say, but I need to apply the word right here. You got to see it flashing in your mind, apply word here. Before you take that next drink, you got to see it flashing in your mind, apply word here. Hallelujah. Before you slip out on that your spouse and commit that adultery, you got to see it saying, apply God's word here.
And you
got to make that choice to apply the word in order for you to get a healthy soul with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Purity comes, the more you practice it, the better you get at it. And that's when you become a mature Christian. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
But some people just don't ever let it digest. They don't ever let it become a part of their daily living. They're looking for Sunday, and they do that hour and a half, 2 hours in church, and that's the only time that they think about the word, when it's
time
for the next Sunday. But Sunday sermons are like food. Sunday sermons, it's the food that they put in their mouth. You chew a little bit of it, then you spit it out once you hit the door. You know, some people never actually swallow the word. They never digest the word. Others may swallow it, and then they throw it up after a few days.
Yes.
The Bible speaks of those are some bulimic Christian babies is what I call them. We have bulimic Christian babies.
Mm-hmm.
They may swallow it down, but as soon as that opportunity comes that the flesh wants to endeavor in, then they throw up the word and they go and ingest whatever it is that the world, the flesh is desiring, and they take it up on them. So you never know who you're walking with, because today they're walking with you and they, Sister Christian, I got it all together. But when you turn that corner, you turn around and look again, he says, it's the same person. They have double masks. They wear double suits. They have to work extra hard. They're one way in front of you. They're one way behind you. You never know who it is. They're not digesting.
Mm-hmm.
They never give the word a chance to digest before they're sticking their fingers down their throat, vomiting up what they heard.
Yes.
Consequently, their lives never really change, and they never really understand, why am I able to, I talk to God, you know, I pray, but I'm still not getting the answers. How are you getting the answers?
Right.
Because I have moved the static out of my ears so I can hear.
That's right.
So I'm not just doing talking, but I'm hearing something. I'm getting something on this end, too. It's a two-way conversation. But you see that their lives actually never really change. That's how you get theologians who know so much about the Bible, but they are just lost as a goose in the fog when it comes to really knowing God. Hallelujah. They know the word. They can tell you what the scriptures are, but they never have applied it. So you see them on news now that this here is happening, that has happened. And you say, how does that happen to this man of God, to this woman of God? Because sometimes we choose to where we're going to apply the word. We're going to apply it over here on this portion, and so I won't lie, and I won't steal, and I won't do this, but as far as cheating, I don't want to apply it over there.
Uh-huh.
My flesh still likes that. That still feels good to the flesh.
So I won't cheat and I won't lie and I won't steal, but I'm going to still abuse my spouse. I'm not going to apply it in that area. I'm still not going to be there and teach my kids the word of the Lord. I'm going to let them grow up in the world and make their own choice. They choose not to apply it in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
So you see that the lies never change. Nothing ever gets brought to the top of the surface to work it up. Everything stays the same in their life. And that's how it happens. It's just like the Pharisees. The Pharisees that you read about in the Bible, they were the same way. The same way. But Jesus called them snakes. He called them hypocrites. He called them vipers just for that reason. They were religious, but they lost the spirit of the message. So maybe they never had it at all.
Yeah.
Either way, they weren't digesting anything that they heard. They were not digesting anything that they heard. It isn't healthy to vomit. It's not even a good thing. It doesn't do your soul a bit of good.
That's right.
To swallow the word. You shout all over the church, and then you bring it right back up when you come outside. The best thing is to hear the word. Hear the word. Chew on the word, swallow the word, and then let it get down on the inside of you so that you can just do the word. Every Christian really does want to do the right thing. I believe that we want to do the right thing. We just get confused within ourselves sometimes. And especially when with their untrained mind start to take over. Then they just spit up whatever word God's word has said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We let our friends that they're not doing right, but you get on up and you go to church anyway. You get on up and move out of that conversation when you see somebody is backbiting or doing something wrong. You get up and you move yourself away from that. But as soon as they move away, then you allow them to come and tell you everything that was said over there. You allow them to come and do all the things to you that you know that it's not of God.
Mm-hmm.
So you
are right.
it's just you're wasting your time. You never get anywhere. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. First, it's important to know that the real you is the combination of your spirit and your soul. That's the real you. See, the Bible says nothing can separate this but the living word of God.
Right.
The living word of God can separate your spirit from your soul.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And it's again, it says nothing but the word of God can separate your spirit from your soul. The real you is encaved in a flesh body. And salvation happens when your soul, which is your mind, your will, your emotion.
Yes.
When your soul decides to accept Jesus as your redeemer.
Yes.
Then that's when salvation happens. Then God's Holy Spirit moves in and again rebirths your spirit so that you can hear God's voice.
That's right.
The spirit part of you has no problem with the things of God. The spirit part of you has no problems with the things of God. It's your soulish part. It's your mind, your will, your emotions that you're retraining. When you read the Bible, you're retraining your mind. You're retraining your will. You're retraining your emotions every time you read the Word of God.
That's
so your mind, your will, your emotions is what you use to make decisions in everyday life. Your potential in life is so great. But if your mind is messed up, you aren't going anywhere.
Yes.
You know, you've met professional athletes, you know, they got a great talent. They ain't going anywhere because their mind is messed up. A great singer, but they're not going anywhere. Their mind is messed up. The spirit is willing, but it's that mind. It's the soul. Hallelujah. So you have great potentials, but if your mind is messed up, you're not going anywhere. Nothing works out. When your decisions life are guided by a messed up mind, you change your mind. You're not for sure which way you should go. You think you're going to do this, and then you change, and you say you're going to do this. You're indecisive because your mind, your will, your emotion doesn't know. It's all out of whack. It doesn't know which way it should go. So you have to retrain it.
The teachings of Jesus helps you straighten out your mind, straighten out your will and emotions so that you can live how God wants you to, in peace. God wants you to live in peace. God wants you to live in joy. God wants you to live in love. God wants you to have, and there's nothing wrong with having, sisters and brothers, don't get me wrong, enjoy what you have. But have enjoy it with a good mind. You can have it and your mind be messed up, and you don't have no peace. You don't have no joy. You don't have no love. God wants you to receive his peace, joy, and love. Jesus' teachings are right there. They're ready to help you out in life. So eat the word. Swallow it down. And even if it doesn't taste so good sometimes, sometimes the flesh just wants to rebel against it. So if, even if it doesn't taste so good sometimes, and as you eat it, remember to just digest it. You'll see that it's a better life.
Yes. Listen, I understand that it's not easy. People think that easy and better means the same thing. But in my closing, I remind you, easy and better are different things. Sometimes what's easy isn't what's best.
That's right.
Let's say it again. Sometimes what's easy, it's not what's best. And sometimes it's harder to do what's best.
That's right.
I know some of those scriptures are hard to hear. Take, for instance, the scripture in Matthew 5:44. It says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." What? Love your enemies as they do all of that? Let's just face it, sometimes you just don't want to love them. You just want to knock the fire out of them.
Yeah.
But it's hard to bless somebody who's cussing you out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's hard to do good to those that hate you. And when they're acting like idiots, who wants to pray for them? It's hard.
It's hard.
But you're the better person for doing it because God said it. Even if it's tough. It is like a bad tasting vegetable, but you know it's right for you. It may stink and it doesn't taste good, but it's the best one for your body. It's the best one for that situation.
That's right.
So don't ask me why is that way. It just is. Like food is nutritionist to your body, the teachings of the Bible are nutritionist to your soul, your mind. Your will, your emotions become a whole lot healthier when you've been applying what you've read in the Bible. And plus, you get started hearing God's voice a lot easier. You get started to clearing up the static and getting a clear channel to God's voice. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful word.
Amen.
When we get a healthy soul, and we can actually meditate and think about God's word. It will help you to clear out the mental and emotional static. So your direction will be set into a great pathway now. You'll be leading into the right way. Everything that you do, you don't have to swander about, is this the right thing? And I made another mistake. And every time I turn around, I'm making mistakes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is a good God, and he wants to lead you. He wants your mind to be at peace so you can relax. It's always going to be trials. It's always going to be tribulations.
Always
going to be things that come your way. But hallelujah, God is a good God, and he will take you through one thing. He will take you through them all. So you can lean not to your own understanding, but trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your peace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. As we trust God, may we take the word that has been given to us, dear Father, with the power of your love. Dear Father, may we not just hear it, but may we just go back and search for it. May we pray to you about it. May we, some lost soul, just
See, dear Father, whatever it was that Evangelist Vaughn was speaking about, I want that. I want that. And, dear Father, may we just invite you to come into our hearts and just speak into our lives. Light be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And may the Holy Spirit just stop fluttering, and, dear Father, inhabit us. Live inside of us, Jesus. Be our director, be our mentor, Jesus. And then just open up and reveal yourself to us so that we can start to apply the word every day. And, dear Father, as we're applying the word, we ask you to keep your eyes on us, dear Father. We are your sparrows. And I know that you won't leave us, even when it's hard to love the ones that are hurting you, when it's hard to do some of the things that you've told us that is best for us.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
May we just be obedient and know that you are God, even when we can't see the answers. We can't see how this is going to help us. But just doing it in obedience of our love for you and just knowing that you are God. You are God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. Dear Father, we ask the special blessings, dear Father, on my mother, Miss Annabelle Harwell, over her household, over her health, over her strength, over her mind, dear Father. And I ask you to surround her with people who are in love with you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Surround her with people that have a knowledge of you. All around her dwellings, wherever she steps, wherever she goes. Cover her mind, dear Father, with peace, that she can enjoy your peace, your joy, and your love, and others may see you in her. Hallelujah.
Right.
We ask you to continue to bless all the ones that are in flood situations, dear Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just being the one to just drying up their minds. Dear Father, regardless of what they lost, dear Father, you're still their comforter. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the comforter for him, Jesus. We ask you to bless my brother, T, dear Father. Bless his mind, bless his life, bless his children, bless his grandchildren, dear Father. Bless his children, Chris, and his wife, Priscilla, and his daughter, Adrian, and her husband, Alex, and their kids. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we ask you to bless Dolores. Bless Dee, dear Father, and her husband, James, dear Father, and meet all needs, dear Father, physically, mentally, emotionally, Jesus. Meet all needs, dear Father, and as they continue to trust and believe in you, we just join in with them, just one spirit, just be all spirits joined together as one spirit, and just believing and receiving it, dear Father, in their behalf. Bless all that's around them and touch them, dear Father. And any trials, may it be their tribulations, may it be their testimonies to heal somebody else going through the same things. Oh, dear Father, we have special blessings over my sister Barbara, dear Father. Dear Father, bless her heart, bless her mind, dear Father. Bless the direction, dear Father, that you're sending her in, dear Father. And open up the doors of opportunities, dear Father, that is sitting waiting. And I see those doors, dear Father, just right there, and they are ajar. And give her the power and the strength just to push on them, because they will fly open in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All things can be done. Joy, peace, and happiness stands waiting. It is some things that you're going to write that's going to change some worlds. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you, dear Father, to bless my brother Reggie, dear Father. Bless his wife. Bless his children, Candace and Jay. Bless their travels, dear Father. And in the midst of all that they do, I ask, dear Father, that you just slow them down right now. Just slow them down right now. Slow them down, that whatever it is, dear Father, whatever enjoyment it is, hallelujah, I ask you to bring around them, surround them with people that are just on fire for you, Jesus. Dear Father, for the young ones, let it be someone that can identify with them, dear Father. Each and every person in that family, I ask right now that each and every one has someone that just is identical to them, but they're just different because they are on fire for you. May it be something about the people that you send to them that just burns and yearns for each one of those members to just want to latch on and say, what must I do to build my relationship like this? Hallelujah, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless all the staff and his parents, and may it just flood and overflow each and every member of their family there, near and far, even friends, dear Father. May it be covered by the blood of Jesus. May the anointing just touch on them, dear Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask blessings, dear Father, over my brother DeConcelin, dear Father. Dear Father, bless each joint and muscle around his heart, his knees, every ligament, every tendon, dear Father. I just see, you just have your hand, and I just see electricity just touching each and every part, dear Father. And then as that starts to move and wiggle right, dear Father, you said, now, I'm going to leave the best for last. And I speak your word, dear Father, not my word. And you said that I'm going to touch his mind in a way that is he's never even dreamt of. And I'm going to show him some things that his eyes never would have thought he would see on this side. And I'm going to deliver him and carry him into a land that things in his past will be understood in his future, and it's going to work out for the betterment of him, dear Father. Bless his children, dear Father, Jaleesa and Gerard, dear Father. We ask you to put special blessings around his household, under his feet, hallelujah. I see the bottom of his feet, the sole of his feet, and just under his feet, whatever it is you need to do under his feet, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, that you bless me, your humble servant, bless my household, bless my mind, bless my ministry, bless my job, bless all of those who have a say over my job, and all of those that are under me, dear Father, that I may never say anything or do anything that would dwindle their spirit or would may lead them in the wrong direction. And the ones over me, dear Father, by the power of you, dear Father, I stand as you as my leader. Hallelujah. So I look beyond those and look to you, and all of my help, all of my strength, all of my guidance, anything that I need comes from you. Dear Father, and I ask you to shake it loose for any that tries to hold on to it. Shake it loose in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask blessings to the LaMaker, dear Father, over her mind, over her spirit. Dear Father, over the decision, I thank you for the peace you have bestowed upon her, dear Father. I thank you for making a way out of no way in the midst of things that we think that may be the bad things, but you've moved her away from things, dear Father, and it released some things. I thank you for her peace.
Amen.
I thank you for opening up doors for her, dear Father. I thank you for strengthening her as a mother, as a friend, as a daughter, as a sister, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for preparing her for to be a wife. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her daughter, Tatiana, dear Father, and any demonic evil spirit that is dwelling between her, in her school, anything about it, her health, dear Father, we count in the name of Jesus right now, and it's finished. Hallelujah. It's finished. It's done. I see you pushing it aside. You said because you said it, you stop and you have already said over that situation, light be. When light comes, no darkness can dwell. So all of
that's
the darkness has been removed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we need you to bless JD, bless Danielle and Danielle's kids, just their new home and their move. Dear Father, bless their mindset, bless their marriage, dear Father. And you said that you would be there with them, dear Father. And if it's what they want and what you have in the, if you have it for them to go forever and whatever it is that you want them to do, I know they can do it regardless of where they at and what they want to do. Dear Father, don't let anything interfere with the love that he has for you, Jesus. Let him continue to pray on, dear Father. And we ask you to strengthen her mind. Let it be something about the word, dear Father, that just attracts her, dear Father.
Yeah.
And dear Father, just blow into her nostrils, blow into her mind, blow into her ears. Just start whispering to her, dear Father, your love and your, may his love for you just rub off on her, dear Father, and just run all over the kids. And dear Father, I ask not for it to stop there. I ask in right now in your name that Carlos, her daddy, I ask that her mom, Carla, Carmen, I ask that her sister, Leticia, and her brother, Charles, their families all be touched and changed and come to know you as their Lord and Savior just from there, from what the seed that JD is planting right now. Dear Father, I water that seed with my prayer, and I water it every day, and I just want to watch as it blossoms and just spring forward, dear Father,
in the name of Jesus. And I just want to see her love my son, Jesus. Just love him. That's all I want. If she can love you, she can love him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for them. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that's around and all families that are in bereavement, dear Father. We ask you to special bless the Armstrong and Calloway family, dear Father, and just all families that are in bereavement and the people that is at wars and they're afraid of other wars and people that is has eviction notices and they're scared of repossession and whatever, divorces, and somebody's waiting to go to court, dear Father, and they don't know what the judge is going to say, but you don't know who the lawyer is going to be appointed, but I just ask your blessings over that situation, dear Father, right now. Someone's incarcerated, but they're calling out your name, and I thank you for hearing their voice, dear Father, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for them. Thank you for stopping by the sick and the shut-in, dear Father. Oh, I thank you that you're never too busy, regardless of what's going on, that you hold and control the whole wide world. Oh, the lonely right now, dear Father. If I could walk up and down every hall and hug them, I would, but I know that you can, so I send you, Jesus. Your hug will spread all around and last them all. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, Sister Barbara, we have like 14 minutes left. I have one little announcement, and then I want to turn it over and just let you say whatever's on your mind, whatever's on your heart, your spirit. Just bless us with that. God bless you. We truly love you. Just remind everyone, as far as the Empower Network, if you're needing prayer for any situation, you can always call Empower Network and get up through. The area code is 218. The number is 339-4300. It will ask you to put in a code, and that code is 360777. Pound. Make sure the pound is included in there. You can listen in. You can give your prayer request and have someone pray for you, pray with you, however you want to. But God is in the blessing business, and time is winding up here. If you look at some of the signs, we know not the day or the time, but we know God's word, and those who study the word know that we need to be getting ourselves in order, because even if we are, it could be tonight. We know not when our time is going to come. And so
right.
We don't want to be just taken for granted that we have another day. The Bible says we shouldn't plan too far ahead. It's okay to make plans, but you plan saying if it's God's will, if I'm still alive, if I'm still here, because I may not even be on this side. So we just thank God for his love and his peace and his power. And I remind you that for the Empower Networks, if you're in any of the for any states that is wanting to work in the ministry of just spreading the word of Jesus right in your community, right in your city, and you need assistance, you can get in touch with me at walkwithmeGod@aol.com. And specifically, if you're in any of the 8 states of Nebraska, Wisconsin, Arkansas, Texas, Hawaii, Idaho, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. I specifically do reside over those states, and I'll be more than happy to try to get a chapter or meeting started in your state just to spread the word. I hear too many times people who do. You speak to, and they tell me of all the things that they've done and how the sinful life that they've lived, and I always ask the question. And in the midst of that, no one ever told you about the word. And here in 2010, there is still so many people who have never heard the word. That just blows my mind. Have never heard the word. Have never heard that Jesus loves them. Have never heard that, you know, they said, nope, this is the way my mom lived, my dad lived. This is just the way everybody in my community live. And no, you know. So it's us. It's us. We love the Lord, and we say we love the Lord, and we have to show that we love the Lord by going saving his children offering them something to eat, and we're offering them his word. And then it's not us, and we don't have to worry about what they're going to say to us because it's not about us. All we have to do is open up our mouth and let him use us, and he will tell his child. He knows how they need to hear it. So let's not be afraid. And if you need any guidance or how to get started, just give me a call at 210-264-5287. Well, God bless you. I'm now introduce you again to one of the best sisters in the world, my sister Barbara. There you go, baby.
Oh, well, I just want to thank God for having me to sit in tonight. It is 10 minutes to 1, my time. And I hope no one heard me yawning. I've been yawning. But anyway, I truly enjoyed the word tonight. Truly enjoyed the word. Some nights I try to stay up and get on. I was thinking about when I came in early to lay down. I said, no, if I lay down, that's it. I won't be able to get in. But thank God he gave me the strength and gave me the health to set up and just wait on his word.
Amen.
I just wanted to look a bit on the light. I was, as you were speaking of the light, I was just doing some research here on my computer and looking what they were, what the things and just people were saying about the light. They said God is light, and he does mm-hmm. reveal the truth. He does measure life. He does give us a reference point by which the false can be separated from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Of all, he fulfills, he glorifies, he energizes, he energizes, but he does so only as we learn to take down the umbrellas that hide the light from us. And I thought that was so important just to let you know that God is light and we can walk in the light and just pray. That's basically, and another thing I was thinking of as you were speaking, you said pray throughout the day. Every time I go to the restroom, sit down on the toilet, this may sound terrible, but I pray. So that
Amen.
Means if I go to the restroom 10 times a day, I sit in there and I pray before
Amen.
I come out just to get my word in. For the day. I sit in there and meditate, and I was just thought myself happy today. I was just sitting down there, and it was so peaceful and quiet. I just got to thanking God for what he's brought me through and what he's going to continue to carry me through, and just got to thinking, and God said, just pray, Barbara, just pray. That's how you made it through. You prayed. So I just encourage everybody to stay in the word and pray, because prayer will bring you through.
Yes,
and
it will.
I'm a living testimony that prayer will bring you through the hardest times in your life, the most difficult times in your life, just when you think you can't make it.
Hallelujah. You just said something. You said, and just say it one more time for me, the ending of it, it was all wonderful. The ending, you said something about, so he's offering up the light. He said light. In our lives, but sometimes we have an umbrella that we're hiding the light. Oh, you said if we just let the umbrella, just read that for me again.
It says, but he does so only as we learn to take down the umbrellas that hide the light from us.
Yeah, yeah.
Now those umbrellas, that umbrella gives us shade, give us darkness. But if we take down that umbrella, we should see the light, and the light is through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that is so true. So many people will say they get halfway there and then they're afraid of change. They're afraid to actually step out there in the light and do something, or they're afraid to actually move and go into another area because they got so comfortable maybe being in poverty. They got so comfortable being in that bad relationship. And they know that they feel the Lord telling them something every time they pray. He's nudging their spirit to get up out of there, but it's that umbrella. I just see them holding umbrellas, and we hold the umbrellas to block it for light. That's a good word. That's a good word. Good word.
Yeah. That umbrella, So just everybody let down the umbrellas and let's see the light. See the light. But we just ask God to grant us the ability to walk in the light. You who are the great light is God. God is shining and shining upon our darkness. and break through the darkness and teach us how to become the kind of persons you intend us to be, responding to the light like plants seeking the sun, opening, unfolding, bearing fruit for your name's sake through the light. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Plants can't grow without the sun, without the light. And we can't grow without the sun, the S-O-N. Hallelujah. He's our light.
Good word.
That's right. Any special prayers for anyone? Are you seeking prayers for anyone?
Or am I seeking prayers?
For anyone special?
Oh, yeah, I'm seeking prayers for my household, people that live here directly in my house, mostly for my brother, the counselor, and I'm seeking deep prayer for him, and just seeking prayers for family and friends, a lot of friends at work that, like you said, they don't know Jesus, and they know Jesus. They only know him from Sunday to Sunday. So just seek prayers for, you know, family and friends.
Yeah.
And enemies. You know, I thank God for my enemies because they make me strong.
That's right.
And enemies, you know, and just bless the people in Nashville and Franklin and Nolensville and Lewisburg, Shelbyville, Columbia, everywhere the flood has been. You know, it's just God showing his hand. Let them know he's in control. Man is not.
Yeah.
God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
So it never have rained like it poured down raining in Nashville. It never have did that. So many people didn't have flood insurance because it's never rained like that.
Again, isn't the rain supposed to start back?
Yeah, but they said it's not going, they got a lot of those levees that had broken. They got a lot of that fixed, so it's not going to really hurt it like it did.
Good.
That's my sister-in-law who was also in the rain. I got to call her Hannah, kind of damaged her house. And also, she's lost her job temporarily because she works at Opryland as in the parking system. So I got to call her and pray with her. So just pray for her and pray for Hannah.
Well, let's do that then. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you said that we can bring all of our requests to you, Jesus. And you said we don't have to carry the weight around. We don't have to stay up all night worrying about it, dear Father. But you said that we can bring it to you. So we bring to you, dear Father, all of the requests that was just spoken, dear Father, by Sister Barbara, dear Father. And may Hannah and anyone else, dear Father, that is at the Opryland or in any situations, dear Father, that their jobs right now, no need that they have will go without being covered, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. However it will be, however it should be, and we don't have to worry about it, but we bring it to you. And you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, and so you're with us. Even though things may not look the way that we see that they should, we think they should be, and we don't understand the whys and the hows that things happen, but we know that you are a way maker. And we know that you are the one. And in these times of need, may we draw closer to you, not draw away from you with questions of why me. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's not just why me that it's happening to, but it's just, oh, God, you love me enough that you're going to bring me through this. So even in this situation, dear Father, that seems to be dark, we invite you to step in and say, light be. Covers in the name of Jesus. And once
amen.
We're covered by you, we're covered indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good Lord Jesus. I remind people every day, it's really no reason to worry about things that hasn't happened or even those that has happened that we can't do anything about. Because yesterday is history. Yesterday is history. Not to say that we shouldn't learn from it, but yesterday is history.
And tomorrow, we really can't say what's going to go on tomorrow because we never saw tomorrow. It may, you think it's the same day, but we never saw any same day twice. So yesterday's history, tomorrow is a mystery to us because we don't know what it holds.
That's
but
right.
today is a gift. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present, because it's a gift to us. So let's just learn to enjoy today, right now. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We have about a minute remaining in the show. Again, I remind everyone you can contact us at walkwithmegod@aol.com. And we are going to get Sister Barbara to try to make one of the, pick out one or two nights of every week that we can hear her voice. I'm sure everyone would enjoy that. Until then, Sister, God bless you and keep you, and I'm glad you stayed up so late to be with us, and we will talk with you a little later.
All right, God bless you. Love you.
All right, love you more. Bye-bye. All right, this is it. Tri Anointed Ministries saying good night. We love you. Until the next time, God bless you. Enjoy the song.